Today is an important day in the life of Central Presbyterian Church as it comes to make a historic decision. And I think it would be inappropriate if I did not speak to that issue. And I intend to do so this morning. If you'll turn first to the book of Acts, to chapter 13, we're going to read the first three verses. Then to chapter 15, and we're going to read beginning at verse 36 to the end of the chapter. And then just one verse from St. John, chapter 20, verse 21. Now, we believe that the Bible is the only infallible rule for faith and practice. Therefore, to know what to believe and how to live our lives, we are totally dependent upon the Word of God. Listen, hear what God has to say to you in this portion of His Holy Word. Now, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So here we are introduced to the beginning of the missionary enterprise of the church. Now turn to chapter 15 and beginning at verse 36. Paul and Barnabas have made the first missionary journey and returned home. They took with them a young man named John Mark. However, when they got to a certain place in Asia Minor, John Mark, finding the circumstances a little difficult and a little threatening, apparently, turned and came home. Now they're ready to go back on their second journey. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Come, let us return and visit the brethren in every city where we proclaimed the word of the Lord and see how they are." And Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp contention, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. And now our text for this morning, our scripture being entitled, "A Call from God, So Send I You." Verse 21, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you." May God bless to us this reading from His holy word. To His name be praise and glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Father, as we think together about Your will for us and Your calling to us, give us insights and guide us and direct us. Keep us in Your will. If we should be erring, stop us. If we are in Your will, prosper us. And we'll give You the praise and the glory, whatever. But we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Last week, I went to Montreat, North Carolina, which is located just out of Asheville. There I attended the board meeting of the Covenant Fellowship of Presbyterians. As some of you may know, before the union with the United Presbyterian Church, The Covenant Fellowship was the evangelical organization in the old Southern Presbyterian Church, officially the Presbyterian Church U.S., the church to which we belonged. And this organization was, for almost 20 years, the one that had led the fight for conservative and evangelical causes in the denomination to which we here at Central belonged. Central supported Covenant Fellowship for all those years. As a matter of fact, there was no congregation in the PCUS that gave more financially over the years than did this congregation. In addition, Central provided the office space for that organization, paid the utilities, took care of the upkeep, provided janitor service, and whatever else that was needed to be done. And all of that in addition to the generous financial support we provided as well. I think there was probably no year that we gave less than $40,000 to the support of that organization. Counting the cost of the office and the utilities and so on, plus the money, all in all, I suppose Central put well over $1.5 million into the ministry of Covenant Fellowship. Much of that money was well spent. There are even today youth conferences, small church conferences, lay renewal programs, and many other activities being carried on that minister effectively for Jesus Christ. And we had a share in developing those numerous ministries. For example, just this summer, about 50 of our junior high young people attended a conference at King College in Bristol, Tennessee. Another 50 or so of our senior high young people attended a conference in Jekyll Island. And these were conferences started and sponsored by the Covenant Fellowship of Presbyterians. And over the years, it would be difficult to tell just how many lives have been touched, how many people have been brought into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ because of the work that Central did along with the others in Covenant Fellowship. So last week, attending my last board meeting was very emotional for me. It was my last board meeting because, along with the recommendation of this session, I too will be moving to the Evangelical Presbyterian Church. Along with Central, I had worked long and hard in Covenant Fellowship to turn our denomination to evangelical and moderate conservative causes and goals. However, for me, there was an even deeper reason that ending my relationship with Covenant Fellowship was hard. You see, I was the founder of that organization. At a time when those who were leading the denomination in directions that moderate evangelical people found distressing, those who were pulling the church one way and those who were pulling it another and threatening to rend the fabric of the church, God laid it on my heart to attempt to do something about it and to change the direction that the church was moving and, if possible, to stop the rending. It was out of that call of God that I set out to create the Covenant Fellowship. There was a very conservative group on one end of the church, and there was a very liberal group on the other end of the church. And we were trying to stand in the moderate middle to keep either extreme from controlling and destroying the church. In the process, many others joined me, and Covenant Fellowship became a dynamic force in the Southern Presbyterian Church. We did not succeed in many of the things we hoped to do because the far right did pull off and did establish the Presbyterian Church of America. But those men and women on the board of that organization were people with whom I had worked and served for 15 years. Saying goodbye to them was hard. And I will confess to you that when I made my farewell speech, I wept. We had gone down many roads together. We had fought many battles together. But now we were parting. Why? What had brought our relationship to an end? Well, it was simple enough. Just as God had called me to begin covenant fellowship, now I felt in my heart He was calling me to something new and different. My friends in covenant fellowship feel led to stay in the new United denomination and feel led to continue the struggle to fight within that denomination for evangelical causes. So we had come to a parting of the way. God had called me to do one thing. He had called them to do another. I do not question that for them they were doing what God had called them to do. But by the same token, I do not question that God has called this session and me and you to a new and different ministry. When I made my farewell speech to tell my beloved friends farewell, I quoted the scriptures that we have read this morning. In Acts 13, we read how Christians praying together at Antioch were led by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Thus began the great missionary enterprise of the Christian church. So the first point I want to make this morning is this. God calls individuals to specific tasks. Barnabas and Paul each had a call from God. The people at Antioch had a call from God to be the supporting base, the supporting congregation for those missionaries to the world. And so God calls individuals and He calls congregations and peoples. However, in the 15th chapter of Acts, we read how Barnabas and Paul came to a parting of the ways. They had a disagreement over whether or not to take young John Mark with them on their second missionary journey. Since he had turned back at a critical time on that first journey, Paul didn't want to take him. There would be danger. There would be hard travel. There would be rejection and persecution. And Paul didn't want to run the risk of having someone fail them at some critical moment. But Barnabas had a pastor's heart. He felt young John Mark deserved a second chance. Now, who was right and who was wrong? In one sense of the word, both were right and both were wrong. I would have to choose Barnabas because he had a compassionate and loving heart. But the fact is, as history was to prove, it was Paul who was to impact the world for Jesus Christ. However, the important thing is this. Each of them had been given different gifts for ministry. God had given each of them unique and special gifts for serving Him. But those gifts of service were not the same. So they separated. One was not more right or wrong than the other. As it turned out, God was going to use both of them in a powerful way for the future. So, with my dearest friends on the Board of Covenant Fellowship, we had come to a parting of the ways. We were going on now to different tasks to different ministries. Was I more right than they, or they more right than I? Well, of course not. As long as each of us was following the call of God as we understood it, as long as each of us was faithfully moving in what we understood to be God's will for us, then both they and I were doing God's will. Still, it was hard for me. We would no longer serve together. With my closest friends, I would no longer have fellowship. I closed my little talk with Tennyson's words that he puts in the mouth of King Arthur lying mortally wounded on the battlefield. And I said to them, "Dear friends, if thou shouldst never look upon my face again, pray for my soul. More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Wherefore let thy voice rise like a fountain for me day and night. For what a man better than sheep a goat that nourish a blind life within the brain, if, knowing God, lift not hands of prayer both for themselves and those who call them friend. For so the whole round earth is every way, bound by gold chains about the feet of God. I bid you farewell." And then I wept. I'll try not to this morning. But I want to assure you this morning that I am not sad. I'm not sad because God has not only called me, He has called this session, and I'm convinced this congregation, to a new ministry. Second, I am not sad because God is providing for us new friends, new opportunities, new missions, new adventures. Already in the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, we have found those who share with us the same goals, the same priorities. God has, in the third place, graced this congregation with great financial resources, with great leadership resources. And I am convinced in my heart of hearts that our gifts, our skills, our resources at Central are a part of God's gift to a small new denomination that needs us. There are many in the Presbyterian Church, USA, who can stand and fight for conservative causes and for evangelical programs, just as we have for so many years. And while we will be missed, at least I hope we will be missed, there are many others there to step forward and fill the gap. But in the small new evangelical Presbyterian Church, there is such a desperate need for leadership, for help, for guidance, that Central is uniquely qualified to give. Along with many others, I believe that God is putting us into the Evangelical Presbyterian Church to be His instruments to do a new thing in America. I am convinced that the Evangelical Presbyterian Church is uniquely positioned to be used of God at this juncture in the history of our land. I want you to know I'm excited. Yes, I shed tears, and perhaps I'll shed more. But God makes rainbows out of tears. I'm so excited about the future and how God is going to use us. We have spent great amounts of money and incredible amounts of time and energy working within a large denomination to move it into what we consider to be the most important and the most evangelical things. And now God is calling us out of that. He's calling us to a time when instead of fighting and struggling, we will be able to build with those of like mind, to do great things for Him, to reach out with others of like faith and similar commitment. In some ways, I look back on those years I have spent, money Central has spent, with some regret. But in reality, that was where God had called us to stand, and that was where God had sent us. Therefore, there can be no regret for being obedient. We were doing the right thing, and I'm convinced we were in God's will because we did what we understood to be His calling to us. But it is exciting to anticipate the future when we will no longer be called to fight and to struggle and to spend resources and energy in a vain effort to get a denomination to do what seems to us, in our commitments, to be the right and best thing. I hope you are excited too. God is calling us, I am convinced, and the session of this church is convinced, to a new and dynamic and exciting ministry. This morning we belong to two denominations. They're very different. Their commitments, their goals, their priorities are vastly different. We're voting to belong to only one of those denominations, one that shares our commitments, our goals, our priorities. We're not turning our back on the others any more than Paul turned his back on Barnabas. Indeed, in years to come, young John Mark was to become a trusted and reliable colleague of Paul. But at that particular moment in history, Barnabas and Paul had different gifts, different missions, different directions to travel. So it is that the session of Central is convinced that God is calling us to travel in new and different directions. I share that conviction, and I hope you do too. Perhaps it may be, down the road of history and in the providence of God, we may one day be joined together again with those from whom we part. But to us, I believe, Jesus says to us, as He said to His disciples so long ago, "So send I you." Let us pray.